From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Hundreds of rescue workers are combing through rubble as dazed residents in southern Japan work to restore normalcy to their quake-stricken region. Some 1,600 soldiers have joined nearly 2,000 police officers and 1,300 firefighters to recover from an unusually powerful earthquake Thursday that toppled buildings, killed at least 9 people, and injured more than 800 others. More than 100 aftershocks have occurred since the 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck near the city of Kumamoto on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. A Kumamoto official said that about 44,000 people spent the night in shelters after fleeing their homes. As rescuers continue to search wreckage for possible survivors, officials say the death toll is unlikely to rise significantly. Germany has opened the way to the possible prosecution of a TV comedian who mocked Turkey's president, but it is up to the courts to decide whether any criminal act was committed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Friday that her government will grant a Turkish request for the prosecution of Jan Böhmermann after he recited a crude poem about Turkey's president, despite diverging opinions within the German ruling coalition. Last week, Ankara sent a letter to the German Foreign Ministry demanding the prosecution of Böhmermann for insulting a foreign head of state under a German law which requires the government's action. Böhmermann read a poem on ZDF television poking fun at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Merkel also announced that Germany would abolish that section of the criminal code by 2018. This is VOA News. British